Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotions. As we move about our world today, we often find that we do not know what tomorrow holds. We live in the uncertainty of this world. So what are we to do? The writer of Hebrews says this, "Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. We trust in the Lord and we keep moving, one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, one step at a time." In the 11th chapter of Hebrews, it lists all kinds of people who live by faith day in and day out. In verse 13 of that chapter, it says something I think we should take note of, and listen to this. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. The people mentioned in this chapter lived by faith until the Lord took them home. In fact, it says that some of them never really saw what they had hoped for in this world, but still lived by faith until that day. They caught a glimpse of it, but never attained it. It's listed names of people like Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham, to mention a few. It even talks of the Lord testing them to see if they truly are living by faith or if it's just words by people who know they should believe. It all comes back to the first verse of this chapter. Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance of what we do not see. My question for us is simple today. Do we live by faith, or are we just talking about faith out loud so we might feel better about what's actually going to happen and what we're doing? This is a question each of us needs to answer for ourselves. Do we have the confidence that our Lord is who he says he is? Do we have the confidence that he will do what he told us he will do? Answer those questions, and it'll allow us to walk as these people did, one step at a time, trusting in the Lord, even though we may never obtain all that we hoped we would in this world. I, for one, believe and have decided to follow Jesus. I have placed my trust in him so that he might lead me, even as we approach the end of the path. And that's not always easy for most people. When we're young, we feel like everything is ahead of us and we can do whatever we want. Life is all there. It's going to keep building. As we age, we begin to feel uncertain at times because how many tomorrows will we have? We really don't know. I've said all this to simply say we have a choice to make right now, no matter what age we are, how young or how old. Do we live in trust and allow the Lord to hold our tomorrows and follow him regardless of what comes? Or do we live in fear and try to hide from what might happen? And so many people are frightened of what might. I choose to trust and hope. I choose victory and life eternal. I choose the Lord, and whatever may come my way, I know he'll be right here beside me. And when necessary, he will carry us. What do you choose? Who or what is guiding your life? The lives of those you love. Each of us has to make the choice for ourselves, and then we have to walk after it. Prayer thoughts for today. Praise God for Dallas finding a new job starting on the 11th this coming month. Praise God for research, the surgeries that took place and recoveries that are coming for Ruth Walton, for Pat Fox's husband, for Grace Erskine, for Juanita Hitt, and others. And then just continue to remember the Williams as they heal from the loss of mom and all the things, and grandma and great-grandma, the things that were going on. And then pray for those who are battling cancer and other illnesses in the body of Christ and in our homes and our families. Pray for our missionaries. Pray for our nation. Pray for God's church. And most importantly, pray for your families. And just ask the Lord to give wisdom to us that we make the best choices possible as we trust in him day after day. God bless you and have a great day.